The Bensington Society, and this is written by David McGill, who is the chairman. Signs of light at the end of the COVID-19 tunnel have come with spring, and they're most welcome. Our Zoom talks have been very successful, not only because of our switched-on members, but also because of the superb quality of the speakers. Internationally renowned wildlife photographer Tom Way's inaugural talk, Wildlife on Your Doorstep, was followed in February by Timothy Walker on Oxford's Botanic Garden and the Harcourt Arboretum. Both are on our doorstep and also open in lockdown. We continue with fortnightly COVID-19 entertainment emails with suggestions of books to read, music to listen to, both classical and jazz, art to see, and comedy sketches and interviews which hopefully continue to relieve some of the boredom. Thanks to all those members who have contributed. These communications will continue until the summer months when, with any luck, we will be free to do other things. Late in February, the Society was asked to join an effort to get the Parish Council to explain its proposed expenditure, circa £600,000, on an extension to the parish hall. This resulted in the convening of an extraordinary parish meeting on the 15th of March. Our principal aim was for the wider village community to be given a voice on how their money is being spent. There had been no consultation with the wider village community and not much information available to anyone about the latest proposals, even on the parish council's own website. Following the resignation of John Murphy, who would be much missed, the society lacks a secretary. Should anyone reading this feel they can help in this capacity, please contact the chairman for details.